sounds really interesting.
I'm with Emily Norton, who's the Director of Rural Research at Savills, and also a Nuffield Scholar, and Tom Martin, who's the chair of, the current chair, I should say, of the East of England Farming Conference. Fit for the future. What does this mean to both of you?
Well, really, what we didn't want to do was to fall into the trap of talking about Brexit all the time, because actually, people, whilst there's a great level of interest, there's a weariness as well. And so really, what we can do as farmers and food producers is make sure that our businesses are as resilient, as productive, and as efficient as possible. And so we're fit for any future, no matter what that is, beyond Brexit or beyond the current budget or current parliament. So that's what it means.
There's this fantastic phrase of things you can worry about and things you can control. And in the whole scheme of Brexit, there's an awful lot of things that we could worry about and things that are completely, being dealt with at the very, very highest level behind closed doors with no information at all coming out. And so there's no point worrying about what those things might be. At the end of the day, we run businesses. We run businesses with supply chains and with markets. And so looking just purely at this being a moment in time to review business strategy, to work out costs, innovation, opportunities around business structure, has to be just a moment in time to do that. And so focusing purely on those aspects that you can control within your own business enables any business to cut out the noise of the current regulatory chaos that's going on around us.
I think I like that element of the theme, because that double sort of meaning to it. There's fit for the future from a business perspective, but also from a personal level as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've had a number of speakers today who've spoken personally. Stuart Roberts obviously works with in the area of health and safety and takes mental health very seriously. And so we've had some great sessions. In fact, we had a breakout session here streaming live to the agricultural colleges where we focused on health and safety and mental health in particular. And actually, a lot of the people who are really successful at what they do, yes, they look after their businesses, but actually they look after themselves as well. So they're people to look up to for a number of different reasons, and it's exciting to have such a great roster of those elite here today.
Well, we do need to be concerned about health and well-being in general, because there are an awful lot of businesses within the industry at the moment who are going to be put under a huge amount of strain by the regulatory change. The single farm payment, for right or wrong reasons, has feather-bedded businesses. It has enabled businesses to carry on under a system of farming without really having to scrutinise what they're doing and how. And so for a lot of businesses, this might be the first time they've really analysed what they're doing. And at a time like that, it is worrying, it's concerning for them. There's loads of support out there, and I think that's one of the other reasons for a conference like this, at a time like this, is to say, don't worry, there are loads of people out there who have done this before. You're not reinventing the wheel. Everybody goes through this business cycle, and it's just part of the cycle of life to now be sitting down and thinking about this. So don't worry, but start acting and ask for help.
Yeah, I think the important thing personally and strategically is to be the best we can be. I started with a quote from one of my favourite films, from Top Gun. You are the top 1%, the elite, the best of the best. We will make you better. And actually, I think
I was stuck on the 120.
Oh, I'm sorry you missed that. I'll deliver it again in a kind of gruff style later on.
Thank you.
But actually, I think we're very lucky. We've got some great farmers and farm practitioners who aren't resting on their laurels. They're trying to be better, and that's personally and strategically. And that's a really kind of clarion call for the entire industry to be doing the same thing.
Stood behind you is the emblem logo of the East of England Agricultural Society. Tom, what is the role and what is the potential for the role, and what's the relevance of the East of England Agricultural Society and similar organisations today?
Well, I'm really excited about the East of England Agricultural Society. There are two key focuses, which happen to be two things I'm passionate about. One is presenting agriculture, farming, and the countryside, rural life, to the general public, and the other is helping farmers to learn and kind of disseminate information about farming to become better farmers. I'm really passionate about both of them, and I think there's a great call, an increased call actually, for both those kind of tenets in today's industry.
There's a lovely element of continuity as well, in the sense that, you know, as an agricultural society, you've been going for over 100 years, I guess.
I'm going to say yes.
And, you know, the industry has been through no end of changes since that time. You know, we're just now marking the centenary of the end of the First World War, Great Agricultural Depression, the Agriculture Act 1947, joining the Common Agriculture Policy, you know, joining the EU, and now theory coming out of that. And I do think that the society as a whole provides continuity, provides expertise, it provides that sense of guardianship over the industry, which again at a time of change means it will become a focal point for farmers looking to evolve their businesses going forwards.
Emily, you chaired the first session of the day, which is entitled Decision Makers, in which we had Neil Parish MP, Stuart Roberts, Patrick Holden and Andrew Fern involved. It was a broad-ranging discussion. But what lessons can we take from that first session?
You know, some of the disappointing thing from my point of view is that there's a lack of clarity still over the purpose of what agricultural policy is trying to achieve in the UK context. And I think, if anything, the discussion will highlight that as an industry, we do need much greater clarity and certainty, you know, really to be made certain what role government is playing in this, what role the supply chain needs to play in this, and then what role does business need to play in this. And you know, if we are to be autonomous, independent farm businesses, then we need a structure which enables us to deliver that. At the moment, we're sort of wanting there to be a lot more in the agriculture bill, wanting there to be a lot more guidance and a lot more role for government, and that's understandable because that's what we've always had. But I took from that that there's not really that in there, and there's the whole debate over should food be on the front of it. Well, I think the message is coming out from behind closed doors within the government is that food is a private good because there's a market for it, and therefore it's not a public good, and therefore it's not within the public good section of the agriculture bill. So I think we would all benefit from more clarity over what role agricultural policy itself is intended to have in a UK context.
Emily, Tom, thank you very much.